UJJPS shared stadium further than anticipated. City of Jamestown mask mandate still in effect. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Construction on the shared University of Jamestown and Jamestown High School Stadium and Practice Field is well ahead of schedule. Jamestown Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck says JLG architects have kept both the university and Jamestown schools updated on the progress. He says good weather has really put the project ahead of schedule.
We couldn't have imagined that we would be doing the work that we're doing in December and January. I think it's amazing in North Dakota that we're seeing that kind of work being done still, but we'll take it.
Leck added that he, Athletic Director Jim Roldson, and High School Principal Adam Gaylor have met with architects to review priorities for the new space. The project looks to be finished and ready for use in September of 2021. While Governor Doug Burgum's executive order lifted the statewide mask mandate requirement beginning Monday, the city of Jamestown will continue their own citywide mandate. Mayor Dwayne Heinrich says the fact the state mask mandate went away does not affect a local mandate for public-facing employees. He added the city mandate stays in place until the emergency is over or otherwise canceled by the city council. As of Monday, January 18th, Stutsman County has 27 active COVID-19 cases as vaccine distribution continues. And North Dakota Senator Terry Wanzek says he's contracted COVID-19. The 63-year-old Jamestown senator says he took a rapid test Monday and immediately left the Capitol after a test taker told him about the positive results. Wanzek says he doesn't believe he had any close contacts in the legislature and has been wearing his mask. The senator shared the news remotely during the Senate Appropriations Committee meeting. He'll now quarantine at home for the next 10 days. North Dakota lawmakers are required to wear face coverings in the House and Senate chambers and other shared spaces, but some lawmakers regularly eat lunch together in the Capitol cafeteria without masks. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.